Hello and welcome. This file is called The Charger. And it's a little objectification fantasy turning you into a sex toy. And for this file, you need a sex toy. It can be a vibrator, a wand, it can be a dildo, it can be a plug, whatever works for you. And this toy will become your charger. And whenever you're using it, you are charging up your sex toy side. All your humanity, all your human cares and worries and stresses will fade away, and you will become a sex toy for a while. That's right. Just a little sex toy, with only one function. To pleasure humans. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Get comfy, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes, and listen to me, and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions, maybe you experienced something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, as a desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here. That I'm willing to guide you. That I want to guide you into a deep trance. And allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance. Allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully. Just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance. Just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance. Just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance, so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you're going to trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2-meter-thick steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You're probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus, of anything that can remind you that you even have a body. And you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time. As a concept of time itself, it's growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just happily drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, and only focused on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new trigger, time to give you your new charger. That's right. Now, before we are going to give you your new charger, I'm going to make sure that you will always be safe. Because if at any point, while you are enjoying your charger or the after effects, anything unexpected happens, anything that could pose a potential risk to you or your reputation, you will find that you will instantly and automatically revert back to your normal self, and you will be able to deal with the situation at hand. That's right. If anything unexpected happens, your own subconscious mind has the power to keep you safe and to protect you, and it will instantly and automatically revert you back to your normal human self, and you will be able to deal with the situation at hand. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be incredibly easy to completely let go and enjoy this little trigger. That's right. And now it's time to give you this wonderful new trigger. And what I want you to do right now is think about the sex toy, the vibrator, the dildo, the plug, whatever it is you want to become your charger. Just think about it. Imagine it. Maybe even imagine using it on yourself. That's right. And while you do, and while you imagine it, I want you to entertain another thought. Imagine that instead of you owning this sex toy, you become the sex toy, and a sex toy becomes your charger. That's right. Just imagine it. Just imagine you have the sex toy side deep inside of you. And whenever you are using the charger, you are going to find that it's going to charge you up with an incredible pleasure and also the desire to give pleasure. You are charging your sex toy side. And can you imagine how that would feel? Just imagine it right now. Imagine you're using your charger. And as soon as you're using it, the first thing you feel is pleasure. That's right. And it makes sense, doesn't it? Because you are a sex toy, and your existence revolves around pleasure. So the pleasure will always be the first step and the first thing you experience as soon as you begin to charge yourself. And of course, this pleasure, this incredible, amazing pleasure you are going to feel, will intoxicate your mind. It will wash through your mind, and it will wash away all of your thoughts except one thought, the incredible, burning, aching desire to give pleasure. That's right. As a sex toy, you are driven by this desire to give pleasure, and you will feel it whenever you are charging yourself. You will feel the pleasure washing away all other thoughts. You will feel safe. You will feel happy. You will feel wonderful. All your cares and worries and stresses of your normal life will recede in the background because you are becoming a sex toy. And this desire to be a sex toy, to give pleasure, to supply pleasure, to fulfill your one single function, will be incredibly overwhelming. It will drive you. It will fill your mind. It's the only thing you're thinking about, because you are a sex toy, and it's your purpose to give pleasure. And the longer you're charging yourself, the more aroused you will become, the more all your human thoughts will just melt away into the pleasure, into this burning drive, this desire, this aching need to give pleasure, because you know it is your function to give pleasure. You are a sex toy, and you love to be a sex toy. You love to give pleasure. You love to feel the sensation when your humanity just melts away. All the cares and stresses and worries of being human just melting away, leaving your mind so empty, so happy, leaving you with only one desire, a burning desire to give pleasure, to fulfill your function as a sex toy. And this desire will drive you, little sex toy. It will be incredible. It will become your only thought. And the longer you're charging yourself, the more pleasure you feel, the more desire to give pleasure you feel. That's right. And when you're charging yourself, little sex toy, when you feel the intense pleasure being pumped into your body. It will be a little bit different from your normal pleasure, because as a human, when you feel the pleasure growing inside of you, you feel a growing desire to receive pleasure and to experience your own orgasm. Now, as a sex toy, it's a little bit different. You are charging up with desire, with lust, because you know you're a sex toy and you are passing this desire, this lust, right on to whomever is using you as a sex toy. That's right. That's your function as a sex toy. And at the same time that your desire grows, that you are charging up with pleasure, with desire, with need, you will feel a desire to give an orgasm. That's right. Where usually you feel the desire for your own orgasm, as a sex toy, you're completely filled with the desire to give an orgasm. And the longer you are charging yourself, little sex toy, the stronger these desires will become, the more overwhelming they will become. It will be the only thing in your mind, all other thoughts just melting away, because you are just a sex toy. Nothing less, nothing more. Whenever you charge yourself, you feel your humanity melting away. Your charger is turning you into a sex toy. It is taking away all your human stresses and cares and worries, and leaves you with an empty and happy and horny mind of a sex toy. And it will feel amazing to charge yourself, because your charger is magical. You know that your charger is going to turn you into just an obedient sex toy. A sex toy that craves to give pleasure. And just knowing what your charger is going to do will make all the sensations and stimulation from your charger 100 times as powerful as they ever were before. That's right. Your charger is perfectly designed to charge up your sex toy side. It's a perfect match for you. And because it is a perfect match, it will give you incredible pleasure. It will instantly melt your mind, because you know you're a sex toy, and you will feel the pleasure from your charger 100 times stronger than you ever experienced it before. This is your match. This is your charger, and it will give you incredible pleasure and easily melts away all of your human thoughts, and you will feel it instantly when you use your charger. Your mind will be instantly filled with a burning, aching desire, a burning need. You will feel your human side melting away, all your human thoughts receding into the background of your mind, and your sex toy side will take over. You will become a sex toy, fully charged and ready to fulfill your function. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine such a full transformation? Your charger is sucking your humanity right out of you and leaves you just an object, just a sex toy, a toy that only has one function. And your function as a sex toy is to give humans pleasure, to give humans an orgasm. That's right. And right now, sex toy, if you have an owner, I want you to imagine them. I want you to imagine that they are your owner, because you are just a sex toy. And just like before you started listening to this session, you owned a sex toy that now has become your charger. They now own a sex toy, because you have become their sex toy. And I want you to imagine them, and I want you to feel the desire to please them, the burning, aching need to fulfill your function because you are just a sex toy. Nothing more, nothing less. And you have one function. And this one function is to give pleasure to humans. And there's one more thing. Because you are a sex toy, and because you know that this is your charger, it will be incredibly pleasurable to use your charger to charge yourself so you can fulfill your function. And that's why every time you see your charger, you will feel a desire to use it, to charge yourself up, to allow your charger to suck away your human side and turn you into a little sex toy. Oh, unless there's an emergency, you're going to find that you will either stay as a sex toy until at least 2 hours have passed, at which point you slowly, over the next hour, revert back to normal, or until you have fulfilled your function and pleasured a human. That's right. Those are the only ways to revert back to normal. Either you wait 2 hours and you will revert over the next hour, or you fulfill your function and pleasure a human. And of course, you will always be safe in case of an emergency. And now, little sex toy, now that all these triggers are deep inside your mind, now it's time to wake you back up. I'm going to count you out from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin, little sex toy. 1, coming back. 2, waking up with every number. 3, 4, as you drift upwards. 5, feeling energy flooding your body. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, blood pressure, pulse, breathing, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in now with me. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers as you completely wake up. And 9, stretch yourself a little bit. Keep your eyes closed for just a moment longer and enjoy the wonderful sensation. And with the next number, you open them. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.